He's not giving up that outside cradle.
Now, Broker has been in a lot of trouble right now. Broker's got 14 losses on the year. Only a sophomore going against a junior, 28-5 in Harmison.
Well, he's stuck right now. I can see it. Yep, there it is.
And he is pinned. Yes, 52 seconds on the fall for Southeast Polk. And that's two bonus points for Southeast Polk. Just we talked about, they're going to try to find a way to get in that top five in team points. And you need to get in the top three to bring home the hardware.
That's exactly right. Valley West Des Moines, they've got nine wrestlers qualified. Southeast Polk has 11. So those would be a couple of Fort Dodge with 13. That's amazing.
Now, Southeast Polk has nine. I think you counted the coach as qualifying, and the coach can't qualify.
I didn't have my glasses on while I was counting.
Didn't have the glasses on, and
we better back one off of Valley West Des Moines then, too, because I was just going on lines below the school's name.
We may not be politically correct in this booth, and we may not be professionals, but we're here to bring you Southern Iowa Wrestling at its finest here at Wells Fargo Arena in the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth.
That is absolutely right. I'll tell you, a team that has a few more wrestlers than we're usually used to seeing, Dubuque Hempstead has nine here, and that's a good showing for that Northeast Iowa team.
Well, I think Waukee's got several opponents here. It's going to be a kind of a dogfight, but I think, like I said, right now Fort Dodge is the team to beat. And we're waiting on Ryan Hancock's Appella, bout number 3011, and he must be out there. Yeah, he's on mat number one. Pella, mat number one, in the first period. Trying to see who's who here. Looks like Pella is down. Hancock's is down 2-0 to Mike Miller, or Nick Miller of Waukee, a 30-9 junior. Hancock's from Pella, a freshman, 28-9.
That's first period just underway. It's just a.
Uh-oh, Hancock finds himself in trouble.
Well, he got a head in the hole right there, and he just really wrenched on that arm and got it cranked really hard with the head in the hole, ran that arm, and now he's turned it into a double chicken wing situation. He can't quite get his hips rotated out, and with only 16 seconds, I think our Pella kid can avoid the pin. But, man, oh, man, he just reversed a half and got chest to chest. It is tight, tight, tight for
Pella.
He's
got to fight off for five more seconds here. If he can fight it off for 5 seconds. You know, Hancock's was in the Ottumwa District there where I ran the Ottumwa District, and he's a tough kid. His dad is the assistant coach, used to be the head coach for Pella, kind of stepped down while his kid was growing up. Now his kid's a freshman, and he's back in there.
Well, Ryan Hancock at 113 pounds, he ran into Buzzsaw there in that first period, and it's a 5-0 score right now, and he's happy to still be wrestling. He's on his feet now, and they will start the second period in the neutral position.
John Mendoza is the new coach for Pella this year, took over for Joe Birch, and Brian Hancock is the assistant, the bald-headed guy sitting down there, and that's his son out there wrestling, only as a freshman, though. So I think good things for the Pella program coming up.
Well, Miller from Waukee ducks in there underneath and gets a two-point takedown, makes the score 7-0 as we go off our feet here in the second period. The score now 7-0. Miller from Waukee enjoying a 7-0 lead over Hancock from Pella. Like you said, Hancock, the coach, got to be happy that he's a freshman wrestler up here competing for Pella.
Yep, he
and
gets
it's going to be a pin. Miller's going to get the fall. Waukee over Pella at 113 pounds.
Hancock's not very happy as he walks off the mat, pulls his shoulder straps down, and doesn't get a talk to the coaches as he comes off. But, man, hey, you're a freshman, young man. Just appreciate that, hey, you're here. You still got an opportunity to come back and wrestle. You got a good future ahead of him right now.
That is exactly right. And he will take on the loser of the Nate Cahoe, Des Moines Lincoln versus Caden Carnes, Waterloo West contest. That's match number 3012 on mat 5. And right now it looks like Cahoe with a 5-0 lead.
You know,
so it should be Carnes from Waterloo West against Hancock from Pella in round 2.
See here and look at some of these brackets down here. And you got, Jake Penrith from Cedar Falls. That's Coach Penrith's son. So you got a lot of quality names here in Class 3A. You're looking at 120 pounds, getting ready to come up. Kyle Biscoglia of Waukee brings a record of 47-0 in here. He's the top wrestler at this weight class at 120. And we are underway. We've got all 113s and 106 pounds on the mat right now. The next local wrestler we're going to bring you is going to be Nate Wallace of Mount Pleasant, 145 pounds. So I think this would be a good time to take it back to the station. We want to talk about a few sponsors.
Well, let's talk about a few sponsors before we do that. And they do a lot of business in the Ottumwa area. Southern Iowa Technologies. Talk about those guys. They protect your property, your livestock, or just your family with the latest security camera technology. Southern Iowa Technologies will install a system that's perfect for your farm, home, or business. Trust the company that's trusted by some of the largest employers and schools in the area. Southern Iowa Technologies, they're a proud sponsor of the KIIC text line for 10 years now. The Southern Iowa Technologies text line, which is also doubling as the Jason Summers get in touch with me line. So we've got Jason's phone, which is the Southern Iowa Technologies tech line phone here in the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth.
Sorry if I made some noise there. I'm trying to get my microphone untangled there. But, no, we've got a bunch of great sponsors here, and we could not bring this broadcast to you for 3 days constant, 12 hours a day of constant wrestling classes, 1A, 2A, and 3A. If these sponsors did not step up and take part in supporting these young athletes and the future of the wrestling programs. I'd like to say thank you to Albia Hy-Vee. Get all those last-minute big game supplies at your Albia Hy-Vee, the wings, dips, ribs, meat and cheese trays at your game day headquarters at the Albia Hy-Vee. I don't know how you can watch a football game or a good event without a good old chicken wing.
That is
especially a wrestling event.
Wrestling, you got to have the chicken wing. That is right. And if you're tuning in right now, folks, this is the Class 3A first round matches at Wells Fargo Arena. This is the 2018 edition of the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. We had our 2A event this morning. This afternoon, we're doing 3A. And this evening, we will do our 1A schools. We've got a bunch of great sponsors that we want to make sure that we thank. And I want to thank you guys for listening in on 96.7, that classic Thunder Country sound, and live stream on KIICradio.com. I want to thank Dan and Pat Johnson, Albia. They are proud sponsors of the Albia Athletics and wish the wrestlers good luck this season. And one of Dan's top guys is Scott Dunning. Talked to Scott a couple times this week. And first thing when I got to work this morning, Scott's brother Jim was there warming up the trucks. They were going to go haul some corn from the Wapello County area to the Monroe County area. And it's good to have.
He frisked me coming in the door. He frisked me coming in the door this morning. Said, we only let people in here this time of day that we like, and you're not one of them.
Well, that was our mat side mic specialist, interviewer extraordinaire, Travis Zappel right there. And Travis, I did get to see you first thing this morning because I didn't have my credentials from Millage, but you picked them up for me and got them dropped off so that we were able to get into this venue. And it is tight, tight security, folks. If you try to get in here with anything other than your own personal item, you're going to get frisked. They check your coffee mug. They check your computer bag. They only want you and your professional equipment making it into this event.
That's a good thing. That's all that made it into this booth today. But I want to just let everybody know, text us on the text hotline, 641-799-1437. Either two things are happening. One, I don't know how to run this text line cell phone. Or B, you guys just aren't texting in. So let us know where you're listening from. If there's a match you want us to cover, we're going to cover it for you here. But let us know your thoughts. This is the greatest show on earth here for the next 3 days. And give us your thoughts. Give us your feedback. And we're going to be bringing the 3A to you live from Wells Fargo Arena.
You talked about Fort Dodge a little earlier, Kevin. Brody Teske from Fort Dodge. I think he was a state champ last year.
Brody Teske is going to be a four-time state champ. Here's the thing. Alex Thompson from Underwood has wrestled Brody Teske two times this year. Alex Thompson is going to be another four-time state champion in 1A. Both of the wrestlers were undefeated coming into this season. They ran into each other and wrestled each other over at Council Bluffs, and Teske won the first bout. I can't remember the score off the top of my head. But then they got a rematch.
And then Underwood won.
And Underwood, Thompson from Underwood won, who we can say Thompson, Joe Stevens is the head coach at Underwood, who is a former Centerville graduate and state wrestler, state finalist, all those things. So they both have one loss. They are to each other. One's in 1A, one's in 3A, and they're both most likely going to be crowned as four-time state champions.
Well, I'm looking forward to Teske's match. He's got a good one against Epworth Western Dubuque's Jared Cordes, and it should be entertaining.
How about the storyline, though? Teske and Thompson, you know, they didn't have to go against each other at any point in time this year. They chose to do it amongst each other. Because, you know, those two guys, they have the mentality that if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best.
Yeah.
And I loved seeing Teske and Thompson round one and round two. I wish we could see a round three, but it ain't going to happen here this weekend.
No, but I can't remember the exact score of the first match, but all I can tell you, I remember watching it on YouTube or whatever. And Thompson kind of controlled the majority of the match, and then it's like almost like, I don't want to say he gassed or whatever, but he gave a couple of big takedowns up late and give up a couple back points to get beat by a couple, but then got the revenge later on. So two quality wrestlers. I know Teske's going to Penn State, which we said this is not a politically noted station. I wish he was going to Iowa or somewhere else. I'm tired of Penn State getting all the good wrestlers.
I would rather have him go to UNI or Grandview or Iowa State, my favorite. We do got a pretty good little 120-pound match going on down here. Everybody, I think, remembers the last few years we were calling Kobe Pritchard from Indianola's matches here at the Wells Fargo Arena. He's now wrestling for Southeast Polk, and he has a 2-0 lead to 120 pounds. And he is the guy with one leg. He's a one-legged wrestler. He's got a minute and a half left in the second period. And he's got the 2-0 lead. He got the takedown in the first period in Class 3A, 120 pounds. And that's something that's kind of neat. You see a guy out there with one leg. He gets up, he hops. And then as soon as the whistle blows, he goes down to a knee and wrestles three-pointed. Two arms and one leg. And I'm impressed by his success. He's got a great year going here for Southeast Polk. He was a place winner last year for Indianola.
All right, hey, we got a text coming in. Load in the truck. Listen to the state wrestling. Great job and great memories. Lindsey Griner. I'm not sure where that Griner's from, but it's got to be around the Pekin, Sigourney, Kyoto area somewhere. And I'm not sure if you're related to Josh Griner, but I had the privilege of coaching Josh Griner, and what a great kid. Just overall, I can't say enough things great about Josh Griner from Pekin. Wrestled with me at Centerville and went to Atumwa with me for a year.
Lindsey has got great parents, Paul and Nadine, and they did a good job. They got three boys, and it seemed like things just got better with time. You had Lindsey and then Jay Bird and then Amos, also known as Eric. So I hope they're listening on 96.7. Our big footprint gets all the way up there to the Sigourney, Kyoto area, and we're glad that you guys are listening. And just, you got a ton of fun coming up in Class 1A tonight, guys. We are going to have a lot more of our Southern Iowa wrestlers represented south of the Mason-Dixon line that is Interstate 80. So we will bring you all that live action tonight in Class 1A. We had a great 1A session this morning. Kevin Cochran, I just thought that the quality of the wrestlers that were represented here from our South Central schools was outstanding, and I was very, very, very pleased with the percentage of them that got through, especially Centerville and Albia.
Well, like I said, we had 18 wrestlers, and only four of them are going home. We had almost, I can't think of how many won that first round, but out of the 18, we have eight still on the front side with the potential for a state championship. And I like our chances in several of them. I think when it comes down to Saturday night, you're going to be listening to us call a couple matches.
That's right.
In the finals.
Brody Teske will be the next matchup, potential four-time state champion for Fort Dodge. He will be the next matchup. And I'd say that all eyes in Wells Fargo will be on that match when it happens. We'll have a couple other pretty good matches coming for you in the 132-pound weight class. I really like the matchup between Zach Price from Johnston. He's a senior, 40-0. He's got that Lance Borman from Iowa City High. He's had a couple of upset wins. He's a senior, only 7 losses on his season. That should be a good one. There'll be some good matches coming your way here in Class 3A, folks, and we'll bring the good ones to you. Mat number 3 will have Brody Teske. Let's bring him that match live here on 96.7 from the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth. Hey, and guess what else? In Ottumwa and in Sigourney, Sinclair Tractor has Napa Auto Parts stores. And my son, Hugh Sinclair, is probably listening in from the Ottumwa store. He'll be, if you need a bearing or a battery or anything in between, Hugh Sinclair, Napa Auto Parts store in the John Deere store in Ottumwa. Fix you right up. They got everything in that place.
Look, I learned something today. I learned something from Joe Sinclair. I'm going to mark that down.
Put it on the calendar. Put it on the board. All right, we're going to get ready to go here in mat 3. It is Fort Madison versus West Dubuque. And Teske in on a double leg. Just works a kind of an arm bar there around the side. Tries to work a tilt. Here's a 2-0 lead. Teske from Fort Dodge.
He is tough on top. He's a hammer. Look at him crank on that head and trying to come. Now he's
gets
head in the hole.
He's got the outside cradle with the head in the ribs.
He's going to walk around. He's going to throw that leg.
Yeah. He couldn't. Good job kicking out there by the Epworth kid. That Epworth kid, he knows who he's wrestling, but he's out there gaming, man. He is going to give him everything he's got. This is high school wrestling at its finest. These kids here are good, tough competitors, and they do not want to show up poorly. But here's that outside cradle again. Now he casts over and rolls it up, and there's going to be back points here for Teske from Fort Dodge, trying to become a 4-time state champion in his initial match. And he's got it tight, and it is a pin for Teske
minute
from Fort
six.
Dodge.
Minute 6 pin for Teske. And that's what Fort Dodge is wanting to see. They're going to want to see these bonus points, because I'm going to tell you right now, the difference between a state championship and a third place in the team race comes down to team points. And when you have 13 wrestlers participating here, every win is huge.
Absolutely. Kevin Cochran, what was the exodus from Indianola to Southeast Polk? I see Lance Runyon wrestling for Southeast Polk at 52 this year. Was there a coaching change at Indianola? Do you know anything about that?
No, they do have the same coach. I don't know if Travis Apto can give us any feedback up on that, but you know, the sport of wrestling and the way people will go from one school to another is sometimes you just can't answer it. I've been in the situation where I've seen it happen, and I truly understand it from a family standpoint sometimes, but it happens so frequently that, you know, I don't know. I don't have any input. Travis?
Well, I think that, you know, you see kids that switch some schools and switch their wrestling programs, and I just feel that in this particular situation, Runyon and Pritchard left Indianola to go to Southeast Polk, and I think that they've made that decision because Southeast Polk maybe fit their wrestling ability and their wrestling style better than they was at Indianola. I'm not really for sure. I don't know either program. I don't know either one that well, but for somebody to leave a program, they've obviously got a mindset of, I'm going to go to a different program for a reason to benefit myself or benefit a team better. I'm not sure. You know, Indianola's kind of down in some numbers right now. I don't know if they thought that they thought maybe they could be a benefit in Southeast Polk. I'm not really 100% sure.
Well, a lot of times, sometimes it just happens where it says, you know what, I'm 113 pounds and I've got nobody to wrestle with in the wrestling room, and I want to get better. I want to be a state champ. So I am going to go to another school because I know that they have tough kids at 106. They got tough kids at 120. I'm going to have kids that are going to make me better in the room, and they're going to push me harder. Okay, that's one scenario. Another scenario is, be, you know what, hey, I'm going to go there because I think I can make the lineup and I can help that program win a state title. And how cool would it be not only to me maybe be a state champion, but also be a part of a
team.
State championship
team yeah.
Which yeah. are far and few in between. They happen. It's so rare, but I can't say one way or the other. But
we've
there's
got
a lot of...
couple minutes here before we get to Nate Wallace from Mount Pleasant, a junior at 145. Want to make sure that we thank Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa. It's more than just a shopping center. It's the heart of downtown Oskaloosa, just off the square. Penn Central Mall has what you and your family are looking for. If you need a last-minute gift, go to the host site for an event or a meeting. Think Penn Central Mall. They have tables, chairs, and the right amount of space. Walk, shop, enjoy Penn Central Mall. And I think we'll send it back to the studio for a couple of quick canned announcements while we get ready for Mount Pleasant grappling at 145. We are in Class 3A first round matches here at Wells Fargo Arena. This is the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships, and I'm going to make sure that Beth's got it back at the studio before I drop it. I want to make sure we got that music bumping up against here.
Hey, before we go real quick, I just wanted to say I got a text on the hotline. Good luck to cousins Nick and Will Martin from Arabia and other Southern Iowa wrestlers as well from Tyrell Welch listening in Arizona.
Hey.
So
tonight,
hey, thanks Tyrell for listening in Arizona, but just keep bringing those texts in on the text hotline, 641-799-1437.
We got Twitter too, don't we?
We got Twitter at KIIC Wrestling, I believe. It's been like a year since I've looked at it, but I believe at KIIC Wrestling, and we'll pull up the Twitter and we'll read Twitter feeds. So follow us on there, put it on Facebook, any type of social media you have. But once again, the text hotline, 641-799-1437, and we'll give a shout out whoever you want to give a shout out to, as long as it's not Joe Sinclair.
Wrestling coverage on Thunder Country KIIC brought to you by Albia Brewing Company, by American Family Insurance, Phil Griffin, by Benton Place Apartments, and Boyle & Henderson, PC. Also by Sheraton Vision Center, Dan and Pat Johnson, by Eastern Iowa Tire, and Goffin Nash, Napa Auto Parts, by Harold Trailer Sales, and Jody McCoy, Hometown Realty, by the Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, and by Motor Inn of Knoxville, by People State Bank, Sinclair Tractor, Summers Car Credit, United Country Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate, by Wirtz's Concrete and your Albia Hy-Vee, by Belzer Equipment and Bluff Creek Archery, also by Double D Repair, First Iowa State Bank, GNP Insurance, Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods, Crazy Metal Art, McGriff's of Fremont and New Sharon, by Morton Buildings, Penn Central Mall, by Quality Ag, Southern Iowa Technologies, Tharp Funeral Home, William Penn University, and Zapital Spraying Service.
So we are back here at Wells Fargo Arena. We are in the Class 3A first round matches, working our way through the 126-pound brackets, and got the first 132-pounders out there. We got a pretty good 132-pound match be coming up here in just a little bit. Carter Schmidt from Norwalk, he's a junior with a 30-8 mark, going up against Zach Oldham from Valley West Des Moines. He's a senior with a 30-15 mark. That's about number 3043, about three matches away, and we'll bring that live. Travis Zappel, pretty good day so far for Southeast Polk and Fort Dodge.
Yeah, it really is. You know, they obviously coming in here ranked team-wise, and brought a lot of wrestlers to the tournament. Zach Oldham, you know, he spent 2 years at Albia wrestling. Now him and his brother, they moved up to Valley West Des Moines and wrestling up there, so...
Yeah, it's going to be fun to see that go down. I'll tell you another good matchup. It's going to come in the semifinals on Class 3A 132. You got 1 and 2, Zach Price and Drew Bennett, Fort Dodge and Johnston. 82 wins against 2 losses between the both of them. So that's going to be kind of a fun one in the semifinal round that we'll bring to you tomorrow, if they all go to that way. You know, but we've seen number ones get beat, and we've seen unranks be champions. So it's,
you know, we've seen that in Class 2A earlier today. How many guys in the top 10 ranked state in the state? How many guys in the top 5 ranked in the state that we've seen get beat? You know, it's Wells Fargo Arena. Anything can happen, and it's anybody's match.
All right. We're going to have Zach Price from Johnston, 132-pounder, 4. against Lance Borman from Iowa City, City High. I want to thank the fine folks at Care Initiatives, Oakwood Specialty Care, located just south of the square in Albia. Oakwood Specialty Care provides the community with a professional approach to 24-hour nursing services. So, Zach Price from Johnson, 40-1, going up against Lance Borman from Iowa City, City High. That is mat number one. Looks like it'll be Borman strapping on the green. And that's Iowa City with the green. And it will be Fort Dodge with the red. Number one, Matt, 130-38. Price from Johnston. We got a lot of 3A wrestlers up here that are consolidated seemingly in the Des Moines metro area. Southeast Polk, Waukee, Valley West Des Moines. A few from Dowling Catholic. But don't see a lot of Ames wrestlers up here so far, Travis.
Yeah, I haven't seen anybody from Ames High or... Don't know how they got going on. You know, I do like, though, the college program they got going on up there in Ames. Kevin Dresser took over this year, and I think that's probably a pretty good fit.
I agree 100%. I agree 100%. 132-pounders out on the mat right now. Got Drew Bennett from Fort Dodge. 42-1 on his senior campaign against Ryan Strickland from Southeast Polk. That is about number 30-39. 132-pounders are out on the mat here, folks. This is the Wells Fargo Arena. We are at the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Got a match we're following over here at 132 pounds. Featuring Zach Price from Johnston against Lance Borman from Iowa City, City High. Looks like City High trails now 2-1. City High, yeah, they do trail. Iowa City, City High trails that one. Lance Borman is a senior. He's going up against Zach Price from Johnston, also a senior. And there's a good shot in there by Borman from Iowa City. Wrestlers are on their feet. It's a 2-1 contest. Borman trailing. City High wears their black and red singlets. Iowa City West wearing green. Oh, there's a nifty double leg takedown in there by Price from Johnston. Got in there and had his head on the outside. Was able to duck under the arms of Borman from Iowa City. Gets the takedown and makes the score 4-1. Class 3A, 132 pounds. A couple of guys really thinking about contending for medals here at Wells Fargo in Class 3A. Price from Johnson, Borman from Iowa City, City High. Borman now gets set. They restart after going out of bounds. Borman with a stand-up attempt. Deep waist right in there by Price. Now Price puts crossbody ride in on the right. Gets off the crossbody ride, and we run out of time in the first period. We'll go to the second period. 4-1. Choice goes to Price. He decides to take down. Does not defer. Just goes straight down. Gets his knee set. Sets the wrists. Borman from Iowa City covers. And a whistle violation on Borman. A little bit of a whistle jump there, and that can happen up here at Wells Fargo. It's the first time that he's had to worry about a whistle. And now there's a escape. Makes score 5-1. Price is out for Johnston. Now he's in on double leg, and right at the edge of the mat, he gets the two-point takedown. Borman now pulled back in. Oh, an outside cradle here for Price. Price is really putting a work out on Borman. Borman glances over to his coaches. Give him an indication, I think, that they're wanting him to stand up here on this whistle. They get reset at the whistle. It is a switch attempt. Switch attempt for Borman. Nice job trailing by Price. Price working hard with a deep waist ride in on the left side. Now he switches that deep waist off to a corkscrew. Price from Johnston, a senior, 40-1 on his season. Working hard on top. Got Borman from Iowa City High on the bottom. Trying to fight his way off his stomach. Get to his base where he might be able to score. He only trails by the score now after the takedown of 7-1. So a 6-point deficit. And we've seen some big swings today, folks, here at the Wells Fargo Arena. We saw Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont's Tyler Landgrebe with a stunning 5-point move in the final 15 seconds of his match in the consolation side to get the victory and advance to tomorrow. And I really like Tyler Landgrebe and his chances of becoming a medalist here. But here we've got 132-pounders on the mat. Johnston versus Iowa City, City High in the second period. 25 seconds remain. Price from Johnston works the head and hole. And looks like that's going to work for him right there. He's trying to get City High stretched out. Oh, nice job, though. Borman gets back to his base and is able to fight that off.
On deck at 138, Joey Harney, Iowa City, City High, Christian Simpson, Cedar Falls. In the hole of 138.
A lot of scrambles right here on these mats in front of us, folks. If you're just joining us here on 96.7 KIIC, we always bring you the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships live from Wells Fargo Arena. This afternoon, it's the Class 3A first round matches that are progressing right now. We've got 132-pounders out on the mat and just a couple of 138-pounders. The venue here at Wells Fargo Arena is a nice one for these championships. They have the basketball championships here as well as our wrestling championship. And they remove all the basketball flooring from the floor. And we've got 8 mats down on the floor below us. We are high above the mats in the top level in the broadcast media area where they have banished the radio broadcasters.
We got an injury down here on mat number 3, Joe, and it's something that we never really like to see, but they're bringing the stretcher out here and going to load this kid up. I'm not really sure. They're kind of holding his head. Hopefully it's not anything too serious, and they're just doing it precautionary. But
well, here's my binoculars. Have a look through there. Is that the kid from Sadell down there on that would be mat number 3? And bout number 3043. I'll check that for you.
3043 bout is the next one. They've already assigned the next match to it, but I don't remember who was on that match to begin with.
Gotcha. Well, it looks like Sadell's team colors. Meanwhile, Johnston's price is going up by 9 points. It's 4-13. So Iowa City High is going to go for the consolation side on that one, Iowa City, City High. And I got my binoculars now on the wrestler that is being attended to, and he's sitting up. He's got his head up. They're going to do some precautionary measures, it looks like. Looks like a foam device around his neck just to double-check and make sure. I suppose he had his neck wrenched, and that's nothing to sneeze at, folks. I've had a neck surgery from high school wrestling, and you just got to take care of that stuff. They got really good equipment and really good staff here at Wells Fargo Arena, making sure that every precaution is taken and every precaution is made to keep these athletes safe. So we'll check it out and send it back. We got Tom back in the booth, folks. Tom doing a great job making sure that we are live in your cars, in your homes, and on your internets here on 96.7 at the 2008 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. We'll send it back to the studio for a couple of quick announcements. We are still going to be live when we come back here at Wells Fargo Arena, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back, and we'll have a full injury update when we come. All right. We're back at Wells Fargo Arena. Thanks for joining us for the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. This is the Class 3A edition. We are in the broadcast booth, the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth, and we had a significant time out there for the injured wrestler was from Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Their 132-pounder, Dylan Falk, looked like Kevin Dylan Falk from Cedar Rapids Kennedy just might have gotten into something where he had his neck twisted or got dropped on his head, but they took every precaution and took the time and got him husked out of here, and prayers are with him. I think he's going to be all right.
Yeah, hopefully it's one of those things where he's sitting in the stands tomorrow watching his teammates get a wrestle and everything come out okay.
We've seen it here before with some wicked injuries. I can remember a couple years ago when Blake Lawless had that wicked cut above his eye and about lost the match because of blood time, and then had to come back and wrestle. Barely had enough time to get the emergency room to get stitched up and get back in time to wrestle.
Hey, we're going to bring you Nate Wallace of Mount Pleasant. He's going to be taking on Damon Lochner of Fort Dodge on mat number 6, I believe. I didn't hear the actual announcement, but that's what's looking like. Fort Dodge against Mount Pleasant. And this is what we're talking about, where Fort Dodge brought 13 wrestlers here today, and they're going to be looking for additional points to try to get that team score. But Southern Iowa, Nate Wallace, Mount Pleasant, a junior, 32-15, is going to try to figure out a way to stop that on Damon Lochner, a senior, 41-5 on the year. On mat 6, getting ready to get underway.
Wallace from Mount Pleasant. And on the whistle, he has a collar tie. The old Fort Dodge Dodgers. Oh, Wallace putting the pressure on, but a nice little shuck there by Lochner.
You know, there's a lot of things that come into play here, Joe. When you start looking at records and things of that nature, you don't really know. Lochner in on a nice double leg.
Oh, he elevates him clear to the sky, brings him back to the mat under control, and good job there by Wallace to avoid getting put on his back.
That's what you call textbook.
Yeah.
Right there, lets him go, going to try to get another one. But what I was trying to say is that, you know, Lochner 41-5 on the year, and I know Fort Dodge wrestles a pretty tough schedule. Mount Pleasant 32-15, and I watched this young man wrestle at districts. He wrestled tough. It comes down to styles. It comes down to, you know, who have you wrestled in the past, who have you beat, those sort of things. And right now it looks like favor of Fort Dodge as he gets another takedown.
Wallace took the shot there, but he didn't set it up and probably shot from about a foot and a half farther than he really should have, and it was no problem for Lochner to kick his heels back, put the pressure on Wallace coming in, and spun around behind him and got the two-point takedown, defensive takedown at that. But it all counts the same, folks. 2 points for Fort Dodge. I want to thank our sponsors, including, let's give Jim and Charlie's a shout-out. Man, that's your affiliated food store with a fresh-cut meat counter. They're open 7 days a week from 7 to 10. You can bring your empty cans and bottles back to Jim and Charlie's, and our main man, Clint, will count them, and that's a great can redemption. That's a great service that we have in Albia, and they're a proud sponsor of Albia Athletics. Jim and Charlie's, Jimmy Van Claveren and Charlie Sinitz.
They make a pretty good broth there, Jim and Charlie's.
And you know what? They make them all year round. It's not just a summertime food. It's kind of like orange juices, not just for breakfast. Bratwursts are not just for summertime.
They're anytime.
You can boil them, grill them. I wouldn't eat them raw, but if I got hungry enough, I might.
All kinds of different flavors. It seems like me right now in this 3A, Class 3A, there's been a lot of pins here this first round in Class 3A.
Yeah,
a lot of falls.
A lot more falls than we had in 2A, for sure.
I think we got some blood time here, and Nate Wallace been bleeding, so we've got blood time going.
We are going to have blood timeout music for you folks before this show's over. We got just one small technical glitch that's keeping us from giving you Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, it's going to be Foreigner. Hot-blooded.
We got more than one song that you can
AC/DC,
play during blood.
AC/DC.
Oh, yeah, folks. We are here on 96.7 here at the 2018 Wrestling Championships. We are here to inform and entertain. We see it and we say it. And it's always the truth. No fake wrestling news here at Wells Fargo.
So that's right. Some good intro music, a little Welcome to the Jungle.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Hey, I want to thank Harold Trailer Sales. They're there for you if you're in the market for a new or used camper. Be sure to go to Harold Trailer Sales in Indianola. They are our Class 3A sponsor in Indianola. They're on Highway 92, just past the Warren County Fairgrounds. Find out more at HaroldTrailerSales.com. That's Harold, H-E-R-O-L-D, TrailerSales.com. And that .com is the thing that's blowing up the world. It's not just blowing up internets. It is blowing up the world. The old .com, we are rocking and rolling. Hey, all right, we figured out how to do the blood timeout.
We got blood time.
And we got blood time right now. Wallace from Mount Pleasant. He's bleeding, and we're singing Hot-Blooded.
And we're back in action, though, now. The blood has stopped. Lochner is the number three wrestler here at Fort Dodge going against Wallace. Leads by a score 4-2. 28 seconds left here in the first period. And another nice takedown by Lochner. Almost feet to back on the edge of the mat as they go out of bounds. Now he leads by a score 6-2. You know, this thing where he's a senior, Lochner's a senior, and looking for Fort Dodge to win the first state title for I don't know how long for Fort Dodge, but it's been a, you know, in Iowa City West, it's been a Bettendorf, it's been Southeast Polk, West Des Moines Valley type of thing. So for Fort Dodge, you just watch and you listen. They are going to send a statement here today on the first round of Class 3A. We'll bring you the updated team scores at the conclusion of round one. But Lochner in position here at the end of the first period by a score of 6-2.
Hey, we got a couple of Southern Iowa boys that are clear far in the southeast corner that are competing. I think they're brothers, the Steffensmeyers, Harlan, and what's the brother's name? Aaron? Harlan and Aaron Steffensmeyer from Fort Dodge.
That makes about the 50th Steffensmeyer to come through Fort Madison. And so if you don't, Steffensmeyer and wrestling are like the almost, they go hand in hand together.
No, they've,
you know, Coach Smith, Ryan Smith, they're a classic coach. And I think highly of Coach Smith, but man, he has to be very fortunate to say, okay, are you Steffensmeyer still reproducing? Because I need a few more to come through here, because they're all tough. They're all, and you watch when he comes out. He's long, he's lanky, he's tough on top, and he's going to ride the heck out of you, and he's going to find a way to turn you.
I like that quote from the Hall of Fame Albia coach Jerry Staton. Ladies ask me, what can we do to help you, Coach? And he'd say, have some more sons. That was his standard line. So shout out to Coach Jerry Staton and his wonderful wife, Sharon. I'm sure that in between their trips to the pool and shuffleboard and whatever they do down there in Texas, they are having a good time. And got a shout out from Mike Sennett. He said Steffensmeyer's dad was also a two-time state champ, so it runs in the family, doesn't it?
Well, we got a shout-out to Mason Dye of Sigourney Kyoto, 106 pounds, and Caleb Reeves, who I know is undefeated on the year at 220. He's going to be an exciting match to watch when we start into Class 1A from Sigourney Kyoto. We've got the Pleasantville listeners to 96.7. Good luck to Pleasantville wrestlers. Evan Mann, 195. Chaz Clark, 220. Matthew Kaufman, 285. Thanks for your time, 96.7. Awesome job, and thank you to Pleasantville listeners for listening in.
That's going to be 1A is going to be a ton of fun. We got some good matches coming for you here in Class 3A, but our Southern Iowa concentration really isn't in Class 3A. And it does give us a chance to have a little bit of fun up here in the broadcast booth, hit the hot-blooded icon.
I know, but Millage said that we're not supposed to have any fun up here, but we got some people from Georgetown, Iowa. Now, the fabulous job on our broadcast team. Thanks for your coverage. Great work, guys. CJ and Beef. Flat.
Brian Flattery listening in on 96.7. Shout right back out to him. And another Georgetown person. Want to say hi to Joe and Connie Sennett. They are there in Albia listening in on 96.7. And they are a wonderful wrestling family. My very first coach was Joe Sennett. Little League. I don't know how old you are when you start Little League, but Joe Sennett was the guy that coached me. So thanks, Joe. And shout out to you and Connie.
You know, that's just it. You know, the thing of it is that you got families like that, Joe and Connie Sennett, you know, that had sons that come up, wrestled, grew up, watched wrestling. They've became ambassadors of the sport. You know, Danny Sennett, three-time finalist here at the...
Probably the toughest guy that ever yeah. graduated from Albee High School.
Yeah.
I mean, he falls off a ladder 40 feet. People say he won't walk again. What do you see Danny doing now? He's walking around, running around, doing everything he wants to do.
Yeah.
They're tough. Yep. Wrestlers are tough. Yep.
Well, Lochner and Wallace here from Mount Pleasant in a 7-2 battle into the second period. Only 10 seconds left. We still had some more blood time in there. Lochner gets another takedown here to extend the lead 9-2. Wallace just trying to find a way to get off. Like I said, Lochner is the number 3 ranked wrestler.
And he's having his way with Wallace from Mount Pleasant. And Wallace from Mount Pleasant, I think he might be looking to the next round right now with 7-point deficit here going into the third period. But, you know, he's not giving up. He is going to give up a caution on the whistle violation. And now we're going to have some blood timeout for Wallace. And I don't think that's Wallace's blood. I think they're just wiping off Blockner's blood from him. So they're taking care of that. I like the uniforms on the medics down there. You see that, Kevin Cochran? You use your binoculars and see what kind of shirts those guys are wearing in the medical corners. Oh, yeah, hot-blooded. It's Mount Pleasant blood time. It's Wallace from Mount Pleasant bleeding all over the mat. They're wiping it up. They're using swabs.
All right, I just got a text.
They're using mops.
Hey, I got a text that says, tell Sinclair that he's proof neck injuries can lead to brain damage.
I don't even want to know where that came from.
So keep texting us on the text hotline, 641-799-1437, and give us a shout-out on Twitter at KIIC Wrestling. I need to open up the Twitter and see if we've got any people on the KIIC Twitter feed.
We need Ron Terpstra to send us some more updates from South Padre.
Is that where he's vacationing?
I'm guessing.
We got Wallace in trouble now. Lochner's got him on his back here. He's got the 3 count.
Oh, he's got him twisted up now with Butcher, and there's a pin.
And gets the pin.
Yeah. So Wallace from Mount Pleasant. He goes down a pin.
He's
third
probably,
period.
Probably going to be wrestling Brock Parker of Waukee. I'm trying to get switch over here to the KIIC Wrestling Twitter feed.
Hey, we got Joey Mitchell coming up at 182 pounds.
That's the one I'm excited about.
We're going to set that up for you, folks. He's got a Cedar Rapids Jefferson kid that didn't have a lot of matches this year. He was hurt a lot of the year. But Braxton Bolden from Cedar Rapids Jefferson is a senior. He only had 2 losses against 11 wins on the year. What do you know about him and why he was injured and how come he only wrestled 13 times?
Well, that I don't know, and that's maybe what worries me a little bit. I'm 11-2, Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Or you know what? It could have been one of those things where maybe he transferred there and had to sit the first 90 days. You know, I don't know. Cedar Rapids Jefferson, we don't see him all year. They used to come to our Ottumwa Invitational, but they don't anymore. And if you had to sit 90 days and then all of a sudden you started in January, you may only have 13 matches in.
That is exactly right. That is exactly right. Hey, we do got a pretty good tune-up of IHSAA Hall of Famers coming in. You got T.J. Seabolt from Centerville.
It's a Centerville show is what it is.
Yeah. T.J. Seabolt and Chad Zappel are both going to come into the Iowa High School Athletic Association Wrestling Hall of Fame, along with Fairfield's Troy Seeley as an official. So that's pretty exciting. You've got the Highway 34 corridor with 3 out of the 7 inductees into the 2018 IHSAA Wrestling Hall of Fame. And that's pretty cool. That is pretty cool.
It is, pretty cool. You know, I graduated with Troy Seeley. He was one of my teammates. I got a coach, T.J. Seabolt, the 17th four-time state champion, 207-1 career record, phenomenal. And Chad Zapital is, I believe, a guy, first of all, a 2-time state champion, a runner-up as a sophomore, and this guy was a 3-time national champion at the University of Iowa and still does, in my opinion, does not get enough credit. If you look at his high school state career as a freshman, he got beat by Tom Brands. Was it Tom Brands? I think he got beat by, well, as a sophomore, He got beat by Tom Brands in the finals. As a junior, he beat Terry Brands in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
And as a senior, he beat Kent Stryker, which prevented Kent Stryker from being a four-time state champion.
Well, okay. His bio says he was a four-time state meet qualifier, and he reached the championship round three consecutive years. He wrestled under Coach Mike Halupnik, also a Hall of Famer. He authored a 121-5 prep record. In his final three seasons, he went 95-1, and it was never an easy road to the finals during that stretch because he had to wrestle against Tom and Terry Brands and Kent Stryker, and his future collegiate teammates, they would be at the University of Iowa. So following his runner-up finish at 112, he went unbeaten in 67 straight during his junior and senior year to win gold. And with each match, he preserved the win streak with overtime wins. His 98 crown led the Big Reds to their only state team championship. That was in 88. Also in 88, he was third at 123 pounds in the national junior freestyle. He continued, this is Chad Zapital. He continued a storied career at the U of I under Coach Dan Gable. He was a three-time Big Ten conference champ, a three-time NCAA tournament finalist, and he earned All-America status three times and was a member of three Hawkeye NCAA national championship teams. His collegiate record also included a win percentage of 92.8 with a 109-8-1 tie record. He was a 2017 inductee into the Glenn Brand Wrestling Hall of Fame, and his wife, Stephanie, and he own a private business in Long Beach, California. Chad Zapital, Centerville, 2018 Iowa High School Athletic Association Wrestling Inductee. So
no, it's kind of a big honor. You know, I like I said, I got the crap beat out of me by Chad on a regular basis in practice, and graduated with Troy. Me and Troy battled in the room, and then, you know, I got the fortune to coach
another wrestling inductee, T.J. Siebel from Centerville. In 06, he became the 17th kid to be the state's most elite fraternity, being a four-time state champion. T.J. Siebold was a four-time champion for Coach Kevin Cochran, and three of his four title opponents would go on to win prep titles themselves, including Albia's Nick Pickrell. So he became the first Iowa prep to have 200 or more career wins and finished at 207-1 with 136 falls and 132 wins. He's currently following his passion of teaching and coaching. He's assistant coach at North Iowa Community College and instructs and motivates youth wrestlers at his T.J. Siebold Wrestling Academy. He and his wife, Bethany, are the parents of two daughters, Mila and Nova, and make their home in Plymouth. And when those girls get old enough to date, I feel sorry for the boys in Plymouth that have to come to the Siebold home and see T.J.
Might be... It's like might be a good thing that he had girls. You know, hey. I know. Chad doesn't have any kids, and his brother Chase, who was a two-time state champ, he doesn't have any kids. And the middle brother Justin was blessed with four girls.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, that's nice that you got your name in the program, Kevin Cochran. You didn't have to win a state champion to do it either. You just had coach one that won four while he was wrestling for you.
Yeah, that looks a little better than like a second place finish.
That happens. You did a great job for the Centerville Big Reds. And hey, if you are just tuning in, folks, we'll give you a quick update on our Class 2A this morning. Albia got both their wrestlers through to the championship side. Centerville had three of four go on to the championship side and are still wrestling. Sheraton got Gabe Rupke through. And Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont in the match of the day so far for Tyler Landgrebe. A 15-second scramble flurry, a five-point move, brought him from the brink of disaster to he's going to get a medal if he wins one more.
Wins one more.
Yep. So,
you know, we just got a text from the hotline listening from Corydon, Iowa, Bill W. And, you know, you got to be excited about the Wayne Falcons. They brought three wrestlers up here. They've had a good showing all year long. They've got 106-pounder Jackson Cobb, Trent Terrell, 120, and Tay Van Dyne, the 126. Two freshmen and a sophomore. So I know Coach Petty at Wayne of Corydon has got to be excited for the future program there, and they've got a lot of good things going on.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to have Joey Mitchell coming up here in just a little bit. Probably got we got time for a quick station break before we get to Joey?
I believe we do.
We got our main man, Tom, back on the booth. And when we come back, we will give you the biography of the Iowa High School Athletic Association Officials Hall of Fame, Troy Seeley, recipient from Fairfield. I know a lot of people are wanting to know about that, and it's kind of cool. Three of the seven inductees into the Hall of Fame are from Highway 34, and Highway 5 corridor.
I'm going to go ahead and say this now. I guarantee you I'll get T.J. Siebel, and we'll get Troy Seeley up here, and we'll do an interview. And I know I'll try to get a hold of Chad, and we'll get Chad up here. So we will interview the three Hall of Fame inductees from Centerville at some point in time during our weekend here. It may have to be Saturday because Chad may be flying in and maybe only here Saturday. But I talked to T.J. Siebel earlier, and he has about 10 wrestlers here in Class 3A that he's watching right now. And we interviewed Troy Seeley earlier. But we'll get him up here in the booth, and we'll talk about the legend that they've brought and the success that they've had and what they mean to the sport of wrestling.
And you are listening to live high school wrestling coverage at Wells Fargo Arena, folks. It's a 2018 Class 3A first round competition here at the state tournament. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on 96.7.
And we'll return you now to the state wrestling tournament at the Wells Fargo Arena with Joe and Travis and Kevin right after this.
Wells Fargo Arena, thanks very much, folks, for sitting that one out. What a great classic country sound there. Hank Williams Jr., was that Pure Prairie League singing sweet country music? I don't know who it was, but it was good in our ears while we were setting this Joey Mitchell matchup for Ottumwa.
Yep, I need to give a quick shout-out to old Ed Pancrazio as he texts in on the text hotline. I'm not going to read what he texts, but Ed, I just say I appreciate it. Text us on the text hotline, 641-799-1437. And thanks for listening in. We're going to bring you Joey Mitchell from Ottumwa Bulldogs. And hopefully Joey can find a way to get through this first round, get away to the semifinals.
He's got an interesting match, folks. He's got an opponent that only has 13 matches on the season. Braxton Bolden from Cedar Rapids Jefferson is a senior. He's got 11 wins against 2 losses. Going up against Joey Mitchell from Ottumwa, 30-5. And you saw most of those matches, Kevin. What should we look for from Joey Mitchell from Ottumwa when he comes out here I think we got about 3 matches before he'll be here. So 6-7 minutes.
Well, here's what I can analyze with Joey Mitchell. I talked to Coach Frew, and I said, you know what? I would have a hard time because Joey is not the biggest offensive wrestler. He's a very good defensive wrestler. He does stay in excellent position, and he's very, very hard to score on. But the one thing that drives me nuts watching Joey wrestle is that he's not aggressive enough to initiate the moves and, like, example, on his feet. He's tough on top. He rides very well. He can get up and get out. But he's a very defensive wrestler. But I expect big things out of Joey. This Braxton Bolden, he got beat by Derek Holick of Cedar Rapids Prairie in the district. And Horick has 9 losses on the year. Okay, so that's one of his losses. So we were talking, I don't know if he's been injured. I don't know if he had to sit 90 days academically or transfer. We don't know. All we know is he's 11-2. And we're going to be bringing that to you here in just a second. He is bout number 3088. Yep, 3088. And we are on bout number 3085, so in 3 matches. And we've got a couple here closing down at the end of the third period. So Joey Mitchell is waiting to get his name called to come out of the tunnel.
And we should have Nelson Brands from Iowa City West coming out.
No, you missed it.
Missed that one? How did Nelson Brands do?
18-7 pin in the first period, or second period, or 22-7?
22-7, tech fall.
So did he, how far is he behind Aiden Reeves on takedowns?
He was 18 behind him coming into the day.
It'd be hard to make that up in a 3-day tournament.
Yes.
Yeah. when, especially if everything goes perfectly, you only wrestle one, two, three, four times. Yeah, four times, and then you're either the champion or the runner-up. So we're waiting on 182-pounder Joey Mitchell from Ottumwa. He's a senior, 30-5 on his year. Braxton Bolden, Cedar Rapids Jefferson senior. And just check and see if Bolden was a place winner last year. And does not look like it. Joey Mitchell, of course, got 7th place last year for the Ottumwa Bulldogs. So,
and he's looking to finish higher. I believe he's the number 4 seed or number 4 ranked wrestler, and which is a legitimate spot for him. He's been beat by the number 3 guy.
Was Joey the district champion?
Yes.
So he'll be going up against the runner-up.
Yep. Here we go. What, Matt?
They're going to be on mat three, right in front of us.
There we go. So make sure you text in on the text hotline, 641-799-1437. We'll give shout-outs. But to all the Ottumwa Bulldog listeners listening in right now, we're going to bring you Joey Mitchell live here in his first match as Coach Frew and Coach Griffiths takes their seats in the corner. Mitchell ready to put on his color. I'm assuming he would be red, but we'll see.
He will be red. His Jefferson opponent, Braxton Bolden from Cedar Rapids Jefferson, checks in at the scorer's table. Straps on the leg band, and he has got a full leggings on. You don't see that often, but he is covered head to toe in nylon. So we're underway at 182 pounds. Mitchell from Ottumwa on his feet against Bolden from Cedar Rapids Jefferson. I want to thank the folks at the... Hey, there's a nice little duck under by Mitchell, and Mitchell gets it into and will get a butcher rolled up, and he's going to get back points on Bolden. It's a 5-point move, and we're off the mat. Now, I'm going to get 5 or 2. It's a 4-point move.
They're going to get 2, but you can get out of you can get back points by going out of bounds. Now, the assistant official called that off. I don't agree with that. You can get your shoulders can be completely out this year. As long as you got points in, you can get near fall.
Well, he gave him 2 near fall, but then he said that they were off the mat. So it was a 4-point move for Joey Mitchell. He leads now 4-0. And I like his chances here now after seeing him really bulldog the Cedar Rapids Jefferson wrestler, Braxton Bolden.
That was a rule change, and I don't necessarily agree with it, but if the down opponent, if his shoulders are beyond the circle.
Hey, we got a little scramble going on here. Braxton Bolden is working on trying to get a reversal, and we got a potentially dangerous. He wrenched on the leg of Joey Mitchell, and Joey got a little bit too high there, Kevin. And I think he was fortunate to get a potentially dangerous there and go back to the center of the mat.
Well, I need to clarify to Mr. Sennett back listening at home. I mean, it was Mitchell scored off of a shot that his opponent had taken. He did a nice job of coming around, getting an inside leg in, and taking him to the mat. But the initial shot was on Bolden of Cedar Rapids.
Bolden took the shot, and I give Mitchell credit for catching the elbow and that was out and got a little bit of an underhook there and then just kind of took the other hand and went over his head and kind of dumped him. A little bit of a dresser dump, you might call it, but it was an unconventional takedown that took him straight to his back. And now we got Bolden trying to come out the back and get an escape. And I would say that the best thing Joey could do right now would be give this escape up and have him be on his feet 4-1 instead of worrying about a takedown. But he might be able to hip him off the mat and get out of bounds here. We're right at the edge of the circle with 25 seconds to go. These are 182-pounders right now, folks. Ottumwa's Joey Mitchell on the mat for the Bulldogs against Braxton Bolden from Cedar Rapids Jefferson. And we do get a stalemate. We're going to go off the mat and restart it. Nope, they give the escape to Bolden, so it's 4-1. 4-1. And I agree with that, Kevin. That was probably an escape. Some folks from Ottumwa might disagree, but I think that was probably the right call. We're on our feet.
Well, 4-1 here. You know, we got winding down, basically 3-2-1-0. Nothing's going to happen here. Who's going to get the choice, and what are they going to do? The coin flip looks like it's going to be green. Are we going to defer? Nope, he's going to go down.
Going to go down. Hey, want to thank People's State Bank. They've got an office in Ottumwa, and let them be in a Tumwater, your only locally owned bank, help you to pin a low mortgage rate. People's State Bank is proud to sponsor live wrestling coverage on Thunder Country KIIC. People's State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Here's Joey Mitchell. Start of the second period in on an ankle pick. Nice little ankle pick there off his feet. 4-2 the score now. Oh, and a attempted fireman's carry there. Good job there by Braxton posting his leg. But the good offensive action here in the second period by Joey Mitchell. It's 4-2 right now.
He's got to come up. He needs to raise up. He needs to reach around and get the takedown. He needs to keep coming up right here, Joe. He's got
to
raise up.
He's grabbed that leg and elevate it up. And Braxton doing a good job leaning over the hips of Mitchell and grabbing the ankle in there behind.
He's got that far arm too, but. Mitchell's in position where he can score
now
here.
He's got to turn back in. He's going to get two.
Now he can get back points, maybe.
He's got two back points.
There.
He got a two count, so he's got two back points. So it's a four-point move for Joey Mitchell. He now leads 8-2. 8-2. A couple escapes for Braxton.
Yep.
And a couple of four-point moves.
I got to give a shout-out to Bob Sennett because Joey Mitchell forced the action there. He did. He forced the action. But you know what? Here's the thing, Mr. Sennett, is that he knows he's a senior. He knows what he's got to get done, and so he's got to force a little bit of action, or maybe he's been doing it all year just to, in spite of us, that you know what, I do have some offense, and I'm just saving it for the best.
Well, I think he wants to stand higher on the medals than he did last year with seventh place, but he's in control of this match right now, 8-2. We are in the second period at 182 pounds, and now here's a nice little sit-out by by Braxton. Braxton Bolden. And he's close to getting out.
Mitchell's still on this leg and hanging in there tight. Stalemate. We're going to start back in the same position. But yeah, here, Joey Mitchell, I've been in the Tumwater for 10 years now, so I've got to see this kid kind of grow up and come through the youth program. And, you know, he's one of those kids. I wish that I had an opportunity to coach him. But Coach Frew's done a good job.
He's got a chicken wing in now.
Yep,
and
here we go.
He's going to
pin
him. He's got 17 seconds to go.
Got to get his hips down.
He's got 17 seconds.
He
gets chest to chest. He's going to pin him.
Get him.
Yep, boom. Call the pin. Call that pin for Joey Mitchell.
Second period, 11 seconds left. That
3 minutes.
149.
349.
Second period, 349
plus 2 minutes. Way to go, Joey Mitchell. Hey, that is a send it for your home pin. Want to thank the folks at North Mahaska, McGriff's of Fremont, New Sharon, for helping bring that match to you. And also the Napa store at Sinclair Tractor in Ottumwa.
We're going to get you over here to mat number two. We got Reese Bolin of Indianola, senior 37-5 on the year, going against... I know I'm going to mess this name up. Utifa Gamia from Iowa City West, a senior also, 26-25 on the year. So Reese Bolin of Indianola, mat number two here, Joe, in the lead by a score of 2-0 here in the first period with 38 seconds left at 195 pounds, Class 3A.
All right. 195-pounders. They are big boys out here. What a great win for Joey Mitchell. He dominated that match.
He did dominate that match. And, you know, now he's going to have either Ludwig from Epworth Western Dubuque or Austin Lee of Fort Dodge. So, you know, I think he's got a good opportunity to get in the semifinals.
Don't disagree with that for 1 second. We've got Reese Bolin from Indianola. He's out there. Also got, I believe, Nate Heckert from Norwalk on the mat right now. And Heckert is in the third period. It's a 1-0 score. And I'll bring that one to you. Nate Heckert from Norwalk. He, I think, is the lone Norwalk qualifier this year. And Norwalk has a storied competitive program. And now there is an escape by Heckert. And he ties it up. So we got a great match coming to you here, folks, at 195 pounds. Heckert from Norwalk in a 1-1 tie on their feet now. And he's going up against Dakota Ride from Davenport North. So, hey, Norwalk, you got Nate Heckert out on the mat right now in a 1-1 tie. Minute 20 to go in regulation.
And Bolin from Indianola got an escape and has taken his opponent down from Iowa City West and has got the three count trying to get the fall. He's got plenty of time left, a minute 25 left on the clock, and gets the fall right there. A two-minute And 37-second fall for Reese Bolin from Indianola, the senior, to advance on. So we've got Bolin advancing on. We got Mitchell advancing on.
That is all the way awesome. We've got a great one going on here now. Not just a match. Folks, if you're just tuning in, this is Iowa High School Wrestling. We are live from Wells Fargo Arena. It's Travis Zappel, Kevin Cochran, and Joe Sinclair here. Strictly an amateur crew. All the professionals have gone home. So this is going to be the most fun that you're going to listen to on the radio probably all week and maybe the rest of the year. Maybe the rest of the year. Right now, we're Class 3A. We've got a Norwalk wrestler out there competing in a 1-1 tie with 19 seconds to go. Norwalk, I think, qualified only one wrestler, and that would be this 195-pounder, and he is trying to make it happen, and he is bringing the action. He gets a stall call against his Davenport North opponent. So with 10 seconds to go, if he keeps the pressure up, he might be able to get a penalty point against him and avoid sudden victory. But with 3 seconds, 2 seconds, it is going to be sudden victory for one of these two 195-pound wrestlers.
Hey, and this is why Joe Sinclair says this is a amateur crew, because Norwalk qualified 5 wrestlers. They qualified 106, 138, 170, 195, and 220.
It's Class 3A.
And
I wasn't paying attention
to
today.
You know, I want to give a shout-out
to... What page do you want in that book? I've been looking for that page for the last 20 minutes.
I've watched it go over
How
it six times.
How many did Indianola bring?
Indianola brought one.
That's
Indianola
what I was saying.
One.
They're two towns down the road from each other. Okay, we got sudden victory. We're on the whistle now. So it's Norwalk. Heckert on his feet. We'll bring you all the action. Heckert now with front headlock trying to turn it into a takedown, and they call it off the mat, out of bounds. Nope, time expired. The 30-second period expired. So we will go to the fourth period. Now Heckert on his feet, in on double leg. Boy, it looks good. He goes to a single, gets it between his legs. A whizzer being put in by Davenport North, and Heckert pushes him off the mat. Heckert looks to me like he's got plenty of lungs left here for Norwalk.
Well, we're probably going to try to bring a Gage Linehan's match from Newton. Okay, a little bit farther north, but Andy Swedenjelm's the head coach there at Newton, who is one of my assistant coaches at Ottumwa. He's brought 3 kids up.
Yeah, it was Indianola that only brought one. But I tell you what, there's a Melrose connection to the Norwalk squad. One of the assistants there at Norwalk is married to either Heidi or Wendy Curran, Danny and Jean Curran's daughters there from Georgetown. Or Melrose. And we got an injury to the Heckert from Norwalk. He elevated his kid from DeWitt North, and I think he might have got the wind knocked out of him. But we are out of time in the fourth period, and Heckert is being attended to on the sidelines. Gives us time to thank some of our sponsors, like Sheraton Valley Electric, providing Southern Iowa with affordable power through Touchstone Energy Cooperative. We had a great job for Morton Buildings, giving us sponsorship of our mat side and tunnel mic. Got some great interviews there. And Morton Buildings, they have a strong building that starts with a strong foundation. Visit MortonBuildings.com to find out how their exclusive Morton Foundation system that uses concrete for the strongest building yet. Morton Building standing the test of time. So Heckert will now get back started. He will cover his Davenport North opponent. Brings him back to the mat. And stand up here by Davenport North. And Heckert needs to get him out of bounds. And he does get him out of bounds. And narrowly avoids, I believe, the stall call. He rode him for 14 seconds there. The last 9.9 of it, he was standing up. So there's a stand up. Heckert with arm control pulls him back to the ground. Now it's a stall call against Heckert. Heckert with the stall call. Now he drops down to the leg. He cannot afford another stall call because that will cost him a point. He brings him back to the mat, and time expires. Still 1-1. And Heckert will have the final chance to score a point. This is it.
It's the ultimate tiebreaker. Is that what we're in, Joe?
Nope, not yet. Let's see. All the lights are lit. Is this the ultimate tiebreaker? Yes, it is. All the lights are lit. We got four red lights and two green ones.
But don't light them after the third period, which would be the sudden victory, and then they run out of lights.
He's got to stand up. Heckert from Norwalk has got to stand up. All he's got to do is kick out of that thing. He's got 22 seconds to do it. He's got him sprawled out. He's just got to get out. Get loose, Heckert. Get loose. Get that 1 point. You got 13 seconds to get loose, and he does. There you go. Heckert with the two-point reversal.
This must be the second tiebreaker.
This is all that he needs right now. It is going to be a 3-1 win for Heckert at 195 pounds for Norwalk. He raises his arms in victory, and he's an exhausted 195-pounder.
Right, we're going to bring you up match 3103 on mat number 8, which I said we're going to bring you the Gage Linehan from Newton, who's a sophomore, but he's going to be taking on Drake Leake of Norwalk. So we got a Norwalk-Newton. Here's one of the other Norwalk wrestlers, Joe, one of the five that they have here. And Leake is 36-2 on the year versus 34-9 by Linehan. I'm going to pull up and see what maybe some of their rankings are. I think Leake has to be ranked in there with only two losses. And he is the number four wrestler, and Linehan is the number nine wrestler. So 2 versus 9 right here on mat number 8.
2 versus 9 on mat number 8. We're just underway here at 220 pounds. Great sponsors here bringing you this live wrestling on 96.7 KIIC and the live stream on KIICradio.com. Tharp Funeral Home, proud to support the Albia Athletics. When you have a loss in your family, let Richard or Cody at Tharp Funeral Home help you with all the planning. Looks like we got a takedown here for 220 from Norwalk. Yeah, that's a nice elevation there. And the trip. And Drake Leake from Norwalk goes ahead of Gage Linehan from Newton, 2-0. Oh, now the cradle being applied by Leake. And Leake gets the cradle, wraps him up, and gets the pin. The pin for Leake. He just got that cradle locked up. Linehan had his head a little bit too close to his knee, and Leake locked it up and got the pin in the first period in a minute and 20 seconds.
I just looked away, and boom, next thing you know, it's done.
It was that quick. He was kind of working around on the outside, and he got his head too close to his leg, and locked it up.
I was just looking at some quick updates on team scores. You know, we've talked about Fort Dodge having 13 wrestlers here, and they are clearly in the lead with 31.5 points, and we're still not even done with round one. Southeast Polk is tied for second place with Waukee with 21. And that's a 10-point difference here in the first round, which is pretty big considering you got 13 wrestlers. But it all depends on how those guys do in the quarterfinals and the semifinal round of who's going to make it to that final day Saturday night to get a wrestle on three mats Saturday night on the Big Tube. West Des Moines Valley's in fourth, Dubuque Hempstead in fifth, Iowa City, City High, who's making a surge for the first time in several years as they brought 8 wrestlers up here. Corey Connell's done a nice job bringing that program a little back around. And they're in sixth place. Johnson, seventh. Bettendorf, eighth. Yep. Des Moines East, ninth. Another team you haven't seen up there in a long time. And Perry currently in tenth. So,
hey, folks, we are not far away, just a few matches from the consolation side, and we are going to have Ryan Hancock from Pella and Corbin Brocker from Mount Pleasant going at it here. Brocker, the 106-pounder, I believe he's going to be going against Aimee Makiza, the Des Moines North Hoover freshman at 106 on the consolation side, while Ryan Hancock from Pella, he was handled by Nick Miller from Waukee in the first round, will be going up against Caden Carnes from Waterloo West. So a couple of good matches will be coming for you here. Just a moment, folks. We are going through the 285-pound matches. I think we've got 3 285-pound matches left to compete, and then we will be starting right in on our 106-pounders on the consolation side.
Hey, we got some texts coming in on the text hotline. We got love listening, as good as being there. Keep up the excellent coverage, so keep those texts coming in on the text hotline at 641-799-1437. And we'll try to read every darn one of them that we get. Also, we want to thank some of our sponsors, American Family Insurance, Phil Griffin Agency, the Benton Place Apartments, Boyle Henderson PC, it's tax time. It's the time of year for them. Sheraton Valley Electric and Double D Repair.
How about Albia Brewing Company? They are a proud sponsor of Albia Athletics. After a hard day at work or play, stop into the Albia Brewing Company for Grandma's Root Beer, burgers, and made-from-scratch pizzas.
First Iowa State Bank, Harold Trailer Sales, Pepsi and Mahaska Bottling. We got Penn Central Mall there in Oskaloosa. This little rinky-dink place called Quality Ag there in Albia. Southern Iowa Technologies, Tharp Funeral Home, William Penn University, and Zapital Spraying Service.
They are sponsors bringing you this live broadcast on 96.7 KIIC. It's the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Over a decade of excellence here at Wells Fargo Arena, being shredded and destroyed by an entire amateur staff here at the Well on the 15th of February, 2018. And we are seeing it, and we are seeing it. And what a great time to be a wrestling fan here at Wells Fargo Arena. Class 3A wrestlers on the Constellation side are going to be coming out here in just a second. And first one that we're going to be focusing on, 106-pounder, that's going to be Corden Brocker. He will be on the Constellation side. This is a win-or-go-home match for Corbin Brocker. Be followed up by Ryan Hancock from Pella. Also, a win or go home. As soon as these 285-pounders complete their matches, we will go right into the 106-pound Constellation side, and these matches will be win or go home, and that's a big deal here. The coaches will have that added intensity, and the wrestlers will see who rises to the occasion, because they were all defeated just a short hour ago here on these Constellations.
It is one of the big deals. We got a lot of the heavyweights coming out right now. We just now starting some of the younger guys. But, you know, Joe, you made a good point. It's February 15th, and I know you've been down in Florida there to see your wife, Allison. I just want to see, did you take care of her during Valentine's Day? I'm sure you were probably flying back, but, you know, a big holiday for a couple lovebirds. And
I got her a new puppy.
You got her a new puppy.
Yep. Yep, she got a puppy for Valentine's Day. So, honey, if you're listening, I love you, and I hope the puppy's doing well and is done pooping on the carpet or whatever it is the puppies
do. It's like, I just told my wife, I said, you know, after you just come home, you bought my daughter a prom dress for prom coming up, and she's only a sophomore. I haven't even really officially agreed to this prom deal. But after she brought that prom dress, I just said, well, happy Valentine's Day to you too, I suppose.
How does that joke go about something coming off faster than a prom dress? It's been a decade or two since I went to a prom. I can't remember.
Joe, I don't want to hear the end of it. B, I don't want to recollect any of it. And C, if me and you need to go out on the mat and finish this, we will.
And we can, because we've got all access pass, folks. Joe Millage gives us, here in the broadcast booth, the entire hookup for the entire Wells Fargo Arena. So we will have access to the spots where the athletes are. You heard in the 2A contest, Travis Zapital and Russ Oker bringing you the interviews, and we're going to have Travis back in the lanes to give you the Class 1A here in just a little while.
Well, we got a few matches away here before Corbin Brocker of Mount Pleasant. He's going to be taking on Amy Mukiza of Des Moines North Hoover, a freshman, only 18-11, so I kind of like our chances here for Brocker at Mount Pleasant. Only the sophomore, 34-14, qualified there at the Mount Pleasant District. He is bout number 31-16, and we are on bout number 31-13. So we've got just a little bit here, as we've talked about the team scores. Right now, Fort Dodge is in a big lead. But there's some newcomers coming up here and making a statement here in the top 10. You've got Des Moines East. You've got Iowa City City High. You've got Waukee climbing these charts a little bit compared to where they used to be. So the next couple of rounds, finishing up today and starting the first possibly two rounds tomorrow, is going to be big for that team event.